Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is a new week, a new Monday, and I am here as your host, Kristen Aline John, and we are here for a wonderful podcast with Jesus Freak. I'm going to be very short today. But that doesn't mean the message is important. I am here today to remind you that there's no need to be anxious. There's no need to be fearful about what today or what the rest of the week holds. Why? Because God already knows. And when we turn on to social media and to the television, the news is very gloomy. And we are survivors of one of the worst pandemic of all times within a recent spate of years. And of course, we're always living, expecting, I wonder what's next. But today I want us to just shift our mindset this week into that of a posture of rest. Because God's word gives us some lovely reminders. And these reminders are here because he knew that being anxious, it's a sort of natural response to the challenges that we have in this life. And I'm going to read these scripture verses as affirmations as you take a deep breath in and out with me. Again, in and out. One more, in. And out. Did you know you could use your word as a source of meditation? You can calm your anxious soul while you refresh your spirit. Matthew 6:36 says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." First Corinthians 7 verses 32. "I want you to be free from anxieties." Isn't that awesome? God actually says in his word that he wants us to be free from anxieties. What? But the world seems to be telling us something different. When negative news is favored or negative news is sold, when every advertisement reminds us of how hard it is for persons, what do you think would happen to you? Why do you think so many of us are having problems sleeping and the need for recreational drugs and sleeping aids and all these fancy equipment to fall asleep and better mattresses are needed? Because our soul is not at rest. And I am guilty of that. But would you join with me in finding rest in God? Isaiah 35 verses 4 says, "Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you." When you're having a panic attack, it feels like God isn't there. It feels like you're out of control. But that is a word from the evil side. It is a lie. God's word says that he will come and save you when you are anxious. And I end with Matthew 6 verses 27. And really, it's just something for us to ponder on. And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? None of us know the hour in which we are going to be called to meet our Maker. But every hour we spend anxious or worrying, it's one less hour that we can never get back within our fixed time frame. Is this the best way for us to spend the time that God has blessed us with? Honestly, worrying does not add anything to our life. So I have a bit of a tidbit. When you feel worried, I want you to take 3 deep breaths as we did. And I want you to memorize or have scripture verses against anxiety that you repeat over and over in a calm, soothing environment. 3, I want you to cast your cares unto God and pray to Him and say, God, I am scared. God, help me with my anxiety. Show me strategies to make me better. And He may reveal, therapy is one of them if you can afford it. Or He may reveal changing your diet and exercise. Or He may reveal taking back up one of the gifts He's given you. Whatever He says, can we make a promise today on Jesus Freak Broadcast that we are going to remain in a posture of rest? Because our God is a great big God and He has taken care of all our needs. And therefore, if we trust in Him, why are we really anxious? I know. It's the human side of us. But that's why we have to strengthen our spiritual man so that the flesh doesn't win the war consistently. So as I usher you into this brand new Monday morning, remember God's voice over your life. He doesn't want us to be anxious. Will we accept that invitation? Or is it just easier to worry? I would like you to join with me on this week and let us remain in a posture of rest.